You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Midway through the earnings season, headline numbers are worrying, with the top line being the biggest pressure point. Companies have reported muted volume growth attributed by managements to subdued demand and inflation. For a sample of 445 companies, the growth in net sales has remained virtually flat in the June quarter compared with Q1 FY23. However, a sharp fall in input costs has been operating profit margins expand by a big 305 basis points. The ratio of raw materials to sales are down 500 basis points. While net profits have risen by a strong 38% year-on-year, the growth is virtually flat if BPCL and IOCL, both of which swung from a loss to a profit, are excluded. Meanwhile, with Micron all set to produce chips in India by December 2024, the company's supply chain partners, who are looking to set up co-location facilities here, have sought incentives. Jeffrey Chun, Chief Customer Officer, Simtek, said, quote, "We are now evaluating and preparing for another co-location investment together with Micron in India. The key consideration would be whether we can continue and receive the equal and same level of support from the government," unquote. He added that the government should view its project not as a standalone one, but as a part of the entire supply chain. To commence operations at its chip assembly and packaging unit, Micron would need support from its supply chain partners such as South Korea-based Simtek and Japan-based Disco Corp, among others. In some more industrial news, retaliation against the European Union on its string of laws like carbon tax would be counterproductive and end up raising costs or local manufacturers, but the grouping's five regulations on a climate change and trade could in some ways result in increasing the attractiveness of India against its competitors, a senior official has said. The carbon tax or carbon border adjustment mechanism that seeks to subject to additional tariffs goods with higher than permissible carbon emission at production stage, whether imported or produced within the EU, cannot be replicated by India, because even for local markets, the producers will have to make products conforming to EU standards. Moving on, after tomatoes and Thur Dal, many spices such as cumin seeds, turmeric and coriander have become dearer in the last few months because unseasonal rains prior to harvesting impacted output amid robust domestic and export demands. Traders FE spoke to across key markets of spices varieties said prices are likely to remain firm till the end of this year given the likely higher demand in the coming festive season. Moderation in prices are expected by early next year for some of spices varieties as new crops arrive. Retail inflation in the spices category was reported at 19.19% in June on year. The inflation hit a record 21% in January 2023 and it has been in double digits since the beginning of the year. On to aviation, the resumption of GoFirst's operations is being held up as the carrier's lenders are yet to release funds needed to restart flights, sources told FE. In the absence of working capital, the airline would not be in a position to reclaim its slots or pay for fuel on a cash-and-carry basis. Although the carrier has been declared a going concern by the NCLT, sources said it requires funds to pay airport operators and to buy fuel. The Committee of Creditors is said to be in the process of finalizing a funding plan to help the airline restart operations. Once the bank sanctions the credit, GoFirst will approach the Directorate General of Civil Aviation for final approval. Swan Energy and Hazel Mercantile, the successful resolution applicants for Reliance Naval and Engineering, has sought more time to pay the upfront money after the extended July 23rd deadline expired. During the hearing before the bankruptcy court last week, the firm sought another 2 months' extension for the payment of the dues. The lenders and the Committee of Creditors, on their part, were ready to provide another 30 to 45 days' extension. The National Company Law Tribunal's Ahmedabad bench will continue to hear the case again on Monday. The successful resolution applicants were to pay the first installment of about Rs 260 crore by July 23rd. This is the second deadline the applicants have breached, the earlier one in March 23. Lastly, let's look at the stocks that are in focus today. These stocks include TCS, Maruti Suzuki, SBI Cards, NTPC, Adani Green, Power Grid, Piramal Enterprises and Gale, among others. The new CEO of TCS, K. Krithivasan, has revamped the operating structure for senior management and changed some of the senior management personnel members. On the other hand, SBI Cards and Payment Services reported a slide in first quarter profit as elevated credit costs and margin compression offset growth in revenue. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.